with the dentures, you know, they didn't stay in. I couldn't eat anything.
This stupid thing caused me so much pain. Look at this. And it didn't matter how many times I popped this stupid thing in or out, it still hurt.
I bled every time my dentures went in, and it continued to get worse from bone loss. Absolutely is the worst experience I've ever had in my entire life.
Today, we're joined by two people who have either gotten partial dentures or dentures. And today, I'm going to ask them why they regretted getting them. So let's start at the beginning. What are the tooth replacement options you explored before deciding on dental implants?
I had officially given up, and I had spent years going to competitors, you know, both national and even local. And I just was never satisfied with what they were offering. And with my dentures, I'm a disabled veteran. So, you know, I would get new dentures every single year. So it wasn't like, you know, I had this old pair for 10 years or anything like that. But no matter what I did and no matter how many new pair I would get, they just would not stay in my mouth. I have a real tiny mouth. And then, you know, from going that long, it continued to get worse from bone loss. Because I was like, I don't really feel like if I go another year, then I don't know. I just felt like I could tell that it was starting to increase the loss a lot quicker. And you know, with the dentures, you know, they didn't stay in. I couldn't eat anything. If we went out, you know, if I went out to dinner with people, I generally would try and snack on a piece of bread. I'd get about two bites into it and my dentures would come loose. And it would not matter what brand, how much adhesive, you know, it didn't matter if it was the super ultra mega version, you know, that was like $19.95 for one little squirt. I've had it all. And I would take a drink of something, a water, anything, and my bottoms would just float right up. And, you know, being sitting there with a table full of people, you're humiliated. So, you know, I always kept the napkin in my pocket and, you know, I do the fake cough and, you know, and it was kind of obvious because, I have a small mouth and I'm trying to get this big denture out and shove it into my pocket. And that was it. You know, my night was ruined. I'm a singer. I haven't been able to sing in years. I actually have a theater degree. Karaoke is my, you know, my pastime. That's what I like to do. And I haven't been able to sing. I didn't even sing at home. I went all these years. It got so bad. And this is where I was kind of in a double situation. Being, you know, disabled veteran, I do have PTSD pretty badly. And I do go to therapy weekly. And one of the biggest things with recovering from PTSD, you know, you never really get over it. But one of the things of learning to live with it is the first step is always getting out in public and being social and being around people so that you're not scared of all of these things, because it's just weird how it affects all of us a little differently, but yet kind of the same. And I had that going on. And then once I didn't have any teeth, I didn't leave my house. I didn't leave my house for about 3 years. Like, I was ordering my groceries and having them delivered. I was having, if I did eat takeout, it was, you know, I called and had it delivered. I had nothing. I had no life, didn't go out, didn't do anything.
So mine started in my late teens. My chompers started going bad and crumbling, and then they got root canals. And then after the root canals got infected again, then all they did was just yank them. So it kind of all happened simultaneously. So I chose for the top bridges. So I had two bridges on the top, one on either side, and then one at the end of 1 year and the beginning of the next year. And then I waited a whole year and I found it. For the bottom, I chose a partial. And this sucker, these little silver things, I still, when I found them, I remembered it was like, ooh, that's hurt. Because they hooked onto my wisdom teeth because they were the only ones that I had left. And it was horrible. It was like what Randy was saying with his dentures. I couldn't eat anything without it being clogged up right underneath. I'd have to pop it out, excuse myself from the table, rinse out my partial, pop it back in. And it didn't matter how many times I popped this stupid thing in or out, it still hurt. And the band, that steel band that went against the gums on the back of your teeth, it always hurt. So eventually, and I didn't feel too bad, but eventually one of my wisdom teeth crumbled. So it became a flapper. So I didn't wear it anymore. So then I just chewed with my front teeth. But the sad thing with that, because I just had my front teeth here and my front teeth here, is I started chipping the teeth behind because I had such an overbite. I had little teeth and so much gums, and I was beginning to chip away the back of my teeth. So I wanted a cantilever bridge, just one extra tooth on my right side. And that sucker cost me three infections, which led me to have a periolateral abscess. And you know, that one cantilever tooth was hooked onto four teeth. They're all hooked together, so they all have to come out, and I'd only have two left. So
Goodness.
I lost this in my mid-30s. So, and then when I was 50, I found out that my bottom teeth, all of them, were going to have to come out. So then I knew from this, I didn't want dentures. There's no way
Oh.
I would be able to deal with dentures. So when I found out all my bottom teeth were going to have to come out because that lovely periolateral abscess, I knew I wanted implants. So,
Can I see a close up of that a little bit?
yeah, this stupid thing caused me so much pain. Look at this. And these metal things, they're so big because they hooked onto my wisdom teeth in the back, and they got indented because every time you clicked them on, they the indent, because they click on in the same spot over and over and over again, the tooth would eventually have indentations where they go. So then they click in, and then when you clicked it out, it hurt.
Oh
So
my
yeah.
goodness. And you wore that for how long? Because you said you took it out at one
Oh,
point.
less than 10 years. Yeah, it didn't last that long. And I honestly wasn't that sad about it. It was like,
Right. Oh
and
my
give me that
goodness.
cantilever. Just, and then I could smile on this side. So I had one extra tooth on this
Oh my goodness.
And then my
Oh.
bridges, at the end of the year, it never failed. I never had enough money left over on insurance to bondo them together. So my bridges eventually looked like they were falling down. So my kids would sing, "Mommy's bridge is falling down,"
Oh
because they'd be black and they'd look like they were falling down.
Oh my goodness. So what made you choose Nuvia's permanent teeth in 24 hours rather than the traditional all-on-4 method?
Well, because I'd always done what my dentist told me to do. So I didn't think that there was anything else out there until my husband told me to look, and I didn't realize you could go in and have a consultation. So I made my list of consultations. But when I came across the videos of Nuvia, I saw people that were like me and had less teeth than me and more teeth than me, but they had teeth within 24 hours that you didn't have to put like a mold or the denture in and live with that for 9 months or however long. So I wanted to see what they had to say. And I looked, and it was Nuvia. So, and Nuvia was the only one that greeted me with the kindness, because I was pretty guarded with my mouth, because I had super amazing events, life-enhancing events that my family was involved in that were coming up in 4 months. And so I wanted to hear what all these places had to say, but Nuvia was the only one that made me feel comfortable in that uncomfortable situation because they greeted me with kindness. It wasn't like, do you have an appointment? Or can I help you? It was like, welcome, Leslie. And it And my consult, nobody had ever asked me this question before, and it was absolutely amazing. He asked me what my goal was today. What did I want to see happen? And it was like, well, let me tell you, honey, I got in 4 months, I got a wedding and a graduation, and I got no teeth on the bottom, and I need some help. What can you do for me? But overall, every single person that I had come across when I came to Nubia for my consultation was incredibly nice, incredibly welcoming. They had a conversation with me about my situation. And then to find out the 24-hour thing really was the 24-hour thing, and they really did what they said they were going to do, it was really awesome. Because, not going to lie, when you get them all yanked and you go home and you have those healing caps on and you're like, you want to cry like Lucille Ball. But you go in the next day and they're fixed in, and you can honestly go and you can have something to eat. It's soft, but you can eat. And it doesn't go underneath it and put pressure on those raw gums because you're fixed in. And it's amazing because all you got to do is just like water pick it out.
Isn't it such a great feeling?
Yeah, the only other comparison my kids would say is, Mom, when we got our braces off, that's what we did too.
Love that so much.
But to brush them, and Randy, I agree. I mean, to have so much fun. Yeah, you're in there. Oh, yeah. Look at these. And the water pick them. I love it.
All over the place.
All over the place. And totally, Randy, I agree. It's like a whole new freedom has opened up inside, right? That little flame that was inside of you, that little ember, has just grown into a roaring flame with the freedom to be able to sing like you want to, which you sing amazing. And we can laugh, we can bust a gut, we can Scooby-Doo an ice cream ball. A hamburger. We can bite into a hamburger without the lettuce, tomato, and cheese coming out with the bite. And we can sing, oh, what a feeling to be able to chew again.
Randy, what about you? Like, what prompted you towards dental implants and particularly Nuvia?
Well, for me, and I'm glad that, when Leslie was talking about like her differences and how they started at, different in different phases and ages, and that's something that I wanted to make sure that I had touched on because, we're all in different spots. But for me, I didn't have any of the dentist fear. I didn't have, my teeth breaking, things like that. I basically, and I'm going to go into all the details because it's a very long story, but basically it was a freak accident. I lost all of my teeth at one moment. I had never even had a cavity before in my entire life. And they were just gone. Literally overnight, gone. And my teeth were, I won't say they were quite this white, but they were
I'm
pretty
so
darn white.
sorry.
I was so very proud of my teeth. I worked my whole life taking care of them, and then all of a sudden they're just gone. So it was pretty tragic, and from that standpoint. And it was one of those things where it comes down to it, like I said, with me being a disabled veteran, the VA provides my dentures for free. It doesn't cost me anything. But I, they just didn't work. And I continued to look around, and going to consultations and things, and some of them would still have the palate covered like a denture does. And I'm like, oh, I don't even want it. Why would I want to spend that kind of money, go through all that hassle? So it just didn't make any sense to me. And I was like, I'm just going to keep holding off. The right thing will come along. And I finally reached the point where I really just kind of gave up. And last summer, I have officially made my appointment with the VA to have the Snap-on put in. Because that's all they will do. That wouldn't have cost me a penny. But again, pallet covered, they would come out every night, you know, all of those things. Instead of glue, I would just have, you know, the magnetic side of it. And you know, you have to make your appointment a year in advance. So I made my appointment in June and was just like, you know, let me wait this out. And I really, and it's kind of funny. I saw the ad on Facebook, and I cannot stand Facebook ads. But I saw it like four times in a row, and I was like, that's a sign. I'm calling right now.
Oh my goodness.
And I was in the next week in my appointment, and then the next week I was in having surgery. And by the 1 month mark of me making that first phone call, I was at my 2 week checkup.
It's so crazy how fast it can happen.
I was just
Wow.
like, I gotta get this done. This is, you know, when everything was finished at, you know, my consultation, and they're like, oh, you're a great candidate, you know, your bone, you know, there is some bone loss, obviously, but nothing that we can't do or, you know, can't be, you know, can't won't work with the procedure. And that was really all I needed to hear. They made me feel so comfortable. And when I say they, I just mean everybody. I can't pinpoint one person and I can't leave out one person. And the whole process was so easy. I have a very small mouth. And, you know, that was tough. Like, even when I was getting new dentures made, you know, they would pull and tug. My lips would, you know, kind of split and things like that. But I still didn't have the trauma necessarily, but it was still painful. They didn't beat me up. They didn't beat me up. I went through, had, you know, had all the x-rays or, you know, scans and such done. Went in, everybody was, you know, just treating me like I was their friend. And we, you know, have known each other for 20 years. I was like, this was the sign. This was what I was waiting on. This is. I know it's my time. Let's do this. How quickly can I get in here? And I was in there right away, and the rest was history. It's just been a wonderful new year of gaining my life back and doing the things that I'd even forgot that, you know, went along with just being, you know, normal. And I found joy in life again. And, you know, in addition to the eating, we all like to talk about the eating because that's the fun part. But there's so much more. There's, you know, the health part. There's, you know, all of those things. I've lost 27 pounds since then. And I haven't done anything but just been able to eat a well-rounded diet. So it's not like I've been
Congratulations.
out running. It's not like I'm out, you know, different things like that, or whatever. It's just from being able to, you know, change my eating habits. And, you know, I still wake up every day, and when I go and I'm stumbling around and go and look into the mirror, I'm still surprised because I forget. And that's still there. So I like jump and I'm shocked and then I'm excited. Then I get teary-eyed. Then I'm like, what are you doing? You know, splashing water in my face. Like, you already know this. And then it's like, you know, it's such a different start to the day. I don't go in there, you know, because I get to brush my teeth. Who knew brushing your teeth was so exciting and something you would miss?
It's the little things, right?
So, yeah, like, you know, and like that whole palate thing, you know, that goes with the dentures, so uncomfortable. You know, I bled every time my dentures went in. And even if it was a new set, it would cut into, like, on this side, down into, like, basically the bottom of my mouth. And it would just bleed. And even if there were no food or drinks involved, and, you know, or whatever, because I didn't want them to fall out, I would sit there, not even having a water to sip on, because I didn't want them to fall out, I would start tasting blood, so it was always something, always. And I hated leaving my house because it was just, it was no fun. Everything was miserable about it. And, now that's completely different. Now I'm walking down, the aisle at the grocery store. People probably looking at me like, what's this dude's problem? Because excuse me, can I get some bread?
I love that.
I
Oh
do
my
that too.
goodness. Why is this guy so happy?
And I've had people come over and they're like, we just had to say, you look like you're just, really having a good day. Your teeth are so beautiful. And I'm like, well, thank you. And I am, all of those simple things that we take for granted that just make us human, that we're gone and that are just there now. I could talk for months. So
Can you do a little singing for us if you feel comfortable?
oh, the weather outside is frightful. Oh, the fire is so delightful. Oh, there's really no place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Here we go.
If you're curious to see if you might be a candidate for these, you can take the 60-second quiz in the description below.
So, how do Nuvia's dental implants really differ from temporary solutions or the traditional full mouth solutions? We'll explore three key aspects, including timeline and longevity, cost, and pain and recovery. First, let's talk about timeline and longevity. How do the duration of your process of temporary solutions compare to the journey with Nuvia's permanent teeth in 24 hours?
For me, with having new dentures made each time, and it's not like it just happened in one appointment. You would have to go in, have the scans and such done, do the fittings and the molds and everything, and then they would send them off. Then you'd come back, depending on what time of the year it was and how busy they were, a couple weeks later. Go through the fitting, come back a couple weeks later, and it turned into a couple month process. So you were, you kind of spent, and it was always in the summertime was when my time was there for, because you get them on an annual, and that's when my time landed. So it would be, I would kind of spend my whole summer dealing with dentures that weren't going to work. I know people who can't wear the bottom at all. So they learn to reposition their mouth so that, they can at least see their top, but they can't eat. They can't do anything in public. So there's a lot of money involved that goes in there. It's like you're nickel and dime, nickel and dime, nickel and dime, nonstop. And there's never an end in sight. It's
Right.
never going to end. That's the point
Wow.
with that. This is, I did my thing. I know what it is. I know where I'm going to be. I know everything about it, from, the everything that's involved, and there's no surprises there. I don't have to worry about that. I honestly don't know anyone with dentures that just comes out and we're like, oh no, they work great. They work great. I don't know anyone.
All that time that you had that dentures, constant worry of, okay, I'm gonna have to go back in or pay for this, do that, go to this appointment. And now it sounds like, there's not much of a worry in that aspect.
No, not at all. Like, not at all. I am, and it's, I don't know, I'm kind of weird like that, but I had several pair of dentures because I was always like, what if I break these? I can at least have these so that I can go get gas or, whatever it may be. And I just looked at all of them and I'm like, oh my goodness, like, what is all of this? Like, this whole drawer that's full of dentures and cases and creams and, just all of this junk that I was putting in my mouth. You know what I mean? All just, it all tasted bad. It all, like it stuck, like when you first put it in, you gotta pull your cheeks apart to get it to come loose from your teeth. Like, it was just terrible. I mean, you know, I'd have to put them in an hour before I left and walk around for an hour doing this to get the glue to let go of my cheek here on the outside to release from the outside of my teeth.
Oh
Because
my
it would, once you
goodness.
put it in, it would just like squish and
Right.
come in all directions. And it was just terrible. It absolutely is the worst experience I've ever had in my entire life. And I, like I said, I still wake up every morning and look in the mirror and get excited, get emotional, all of those things, because I can't believe I'm here. Can't believe
Yeah.
that this is my today, and this is my future.
And I'm so happy you are here as well. So, Leslie, what about you? Timeline and longevity of your bridges or your partial denture. What was that like?
Well, I did this kind of had the same thing. I had multiple appointments for the bridges. So all of December they worked on one side on the top. And then I got the bridge sealed in towards the end. And that was probably like four appointments. And then in January, the next side would be done. And then I'd wait a year. And then I'd have to have this one done for the partial. And so it took me 3 years and a lot of appointments. But during those 3 years, I still had other problems with other teeth. And then when my partial didn't last 10 years, I think that's why my bridges did, even though they needed to be bondoed and fixed, that I never had enough left over with the insurance every year to do. That I think that's the only reason why they stayed up there, because for 20 years, I didn't have a partial to chew on. I just chewed with my front teeth.
Wow.
So I would say, my bridges lasted because my partial didn't. Multiple appointments for this side for a bridge, multiple appointments for this side for a bridge, not to mention having to wait that month for the year to change. And the same on the bottom with Nuvia. I walked in for the consultation, made up my mind, made an appointment, had the smile design done, and it was only two appointments. I had my surgery. The next day, I had my teeth fixed in. I mean, there was really no comparison. And when I was worried about having to deal with this for 4 months before my girls were having their graduation and getting married, within 10 days, I was on an airplane on my very first adult girls' trip ever because of me. I mean, the
Incredible.
timeline, you just can't compare because you can actually breathe and you can feel the life just flooding into you, going, ah, look at these eyes swollen. Look at these. And it just
Isn't it
comes
crazy? And
oozes out, right? Right, Randy?
yes, and isn't it crazy, even like you were saying, at the 10-day mark? Because, yeah, you've got things going on that are still healing, but there's no true pain. Like,
No.
you're just right at it. I mean, that was the biggest shocking thing with me. I totally was like, I can believe the 24 hours. You know, technology has changed all of these things. I could believe all that. But the only thing I was still going was like, how about this pain?
I
And
agree.
because I don't handle pain well. And that was, you know, that I wasn't scared, but I was like, oh goodness, I don't know. You know, like this is really my, I feel like, how long is this gonna last? Is it, you know, when we're in our 4 months of soft foods, you know, is it really going to be 4 months of pain or whatever? No, not at all. Not at all. By the time I got to my 2 week appointment, there was nothing. I don't know. It just blew my mind away. I can't really put words on it.
I agree. I felt worse on all the root canals that I had to have done that eventually got reinfected, that I had to be pulled, which I find out I had extra canals in my teeth. That's why. But, and they didn't have the technology to see that back then. So, but yeah, I totally agree with that because my root canals caused me more pain than having them all yanked and having my teeth fixed in the next day. Because with those root canals, we were still putting pressure on the wounds because we were still trying to chew. And with these, they're fixed.
Yeah, they are.
Very unnerving now.
So now we'll move on to the financial aspect, cost, which is a crucial factor for many. Could you share how the cost of your previous tooth replacement options stacked up against the investment in dental implants?
There's no dollar amount that I could put on this. I'm trying to think of the best way to put it without like completely breaking down and us having to take a break for an hour. There is no dollar amount that could be put on the life that I was given back. I literally would move into a one bedroom apartment and leave my house if that's what I needed to. I don't need to do that, but I'm saying if that's what it needed to do, this right here, these beauties right here, best decision I've ever made in my entire life. For me, I didn't know how to put myself first. And I took that risk and I felt it, and I'm one of those people that when you feel things, you know it's right. And I felt it. It felt right. The connection was there with Nuvia. And I was like, it's now or never. Let's just do this and let's, find life again and find happiness. And the amount of money, I mean, that I really truly put into glue and to, cleansers and to all of those things, because nothing that was, not the top of the line, there was no hope of that. I had to buy the most expensive if I had a chance of anything there. So there's a lot of money there that you don't even think about because you're spending it every week. Like I would go through two full tubes of denture cream, just for instance, in a week. And
And
they still didn't stay in. So I'm like, what
right.
am I doing? I might as well just go outside and start throwing money around.
Oh my God. And I wonder, too, like you said, you had it covered, like the denture itself, but I wonder how much that actually would have been if you were having to pay for it, like each year getting a new one. I would assume that,
Oh.
yeah.
Oh yeah, no, it's not cheap at all. I know someone who just recently they had to pay for their own set. And they honestly got the lowest of lowest quality, and I only know that because I took them there for their appointment, and finances were a huge part of what their of where they were going with it. So they were going with it was literally the lowest quality, the lowest everything, and it was nearly $3,000. I don't know the price anywhere and everywhere, of course, but I just know that one, and that was just last summer. So I can only use that. So I think about for me over all of those years, that's a lot of money
Right.
that had I been paying out of pocket, that's a lot of money. To make it simple, if you take that up to 10 years and you take that 3 grand, I mean, that's simple math. I mean, look at how much money you've already put into two dentures that, you can't taste your food because your palate's covered, You're probably bleeding somewhere in there. They're probably already coming loose somewhere in there. I would have paid 10 times the amount.
Wow, that says
That's what I'm
that.
trying to say. I just there there's I can't put a dollar amount on it. I there's no for me, there's no it just it's not possible.
That
Because having life versus having a couple extra bucks in the bank, there's no comparison.
really shows, how much it really was worth to you, and that's
Oh.
so beautiful. Like that makes me emotional for you. I'm just so happy you are where you are today.
And I know you mentioned before too that you said you're doing, I think, the monthly payment plans. So
yes,
how does that look for you? Now, I know you weren't spending on the dentures itself, but you know, the glue and stuff, like how does that compare?
In the beginning, you know, currently it's obviously more per month, mm-hmm. but if you spread it out, you know, over what my lifetime should be, it really will come out less. I sat down one day in my boredom and was like, let me just kind of, you know, not perfectly math this, but kind of, you know, even math, you know, just to kind of get an idea. And in the end, I'm going to come out better. That part was even easy because when I went into the office, you know, at the end to find out, you know, was I a candidate, was all that. That was the fastest process I have ever dealt with in my entire life. I looked at the guy and was like, you're kidding, right? Because he was already done. You're approved. You're good. I already knew what my payments were. There was not, it wasn't even a hard credit pull. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, wait a minute. Is this like, are you just kidding with me? Or
that is incredible. And the fact that like, it is all inclusive, right? So yes, you may be making these monthly payments, but at the same time, everything is covered, you know?
Everything. Yes. Everything. Like even, you know, like the down payment, you know, to get you and all that. Like I got to include that in there. I didn't have to pay one penny out of my pocket that day. You know, your payments start 30 days later or whatever, and gives you time to get prepared and, you know, get your finances together if you need to, or, you know, however it works for you individually. But for me, it was enough time to, you know, look things over and, you know, come up with the best plan that I thought was, you know, best for me, that didn't really change my style of life. However, you know, what was changing my entire life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was pretty easy to find it because it was so important to me.
Leslie, what about you? How did, you know, the cost stack up against payments you were making in the past for all the appointments and stuff you had to go through?
Oh, man. Every time I walked into my dentist office, I swear he saw dollar signs.
Oh, no.
I remember early 20s to my early 30s making payments to him every month. There you go. Even though the partial didn't last, I still had to pay for it. And really, you know, having to lose that partial and then years later know that the little ones that I had left were going to have to come out no matter what because they were loose because of that periolateral abscess. With Nuvia and 24 hours, I can have a bite.
Yes.
That I've never been able to have. I mean, not even the partial. I mean, come on. Do that. Being able to bite into an apple, a nice, juicy, crisp apple, without having to be for fear that that front tooth is going to be left in that apple. Being able to bite a carrot without for fear I'm going to bust that bridge up on top, you know? Just, there's no comparison. I mean,
the lights from heaven shone down when I hit that apple. It was like,
it is. It's like, you feel that. It's like, yes, and it didn't hurt, you know?
No.
There is no comparison. Everything nowadays is expensive. Everything from milk to bread to gas to houses to everything is expensive. And there is no better money spent, I agree with Randy 100%, than investing in your happiness. Because it's not just a pair of teeth. It's right. Not just a couple of arches. It's not just a smile. It's not just the ability to eat. It is the ability to live your life. It's the freedom to live. It's so much more. I mean, before it was just Band-Aids. and I'd have problems with the other teeth still. I'd have problems with sensitivity still. I have had no problems. I have had no infection. It's been over 2.5 years and it's been great. Not to have to worry about breaking a tooth, not to have to worry about the pain, to be able to explore life with the freedom to do it and to eat whatever I want. I can like suck on a juicy, like bone marrow stuff. And it's like, yes, look at this. I can bite into that ice cream ball. I can chew salad. I can have nuts. I can have candy. I can have caramel.
Yeah, all the sticky things. All and you're like, because you know, with dentures, everything stuck. There was no anything. Like if you, like I didn't realize that when I first got mine, and I apologize, but I was like, oh, let me have a piece of gum. You know, I put it in there. And it was everywhere. It was the worst mess ever. I was like, oh, I just turned into like one of my kids when they were two. Like, what am I going to do?
Oh, no.
Not now. Not now. I'm just like, you know.
And it feels good, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes. Yes. So many things.
There's no dollar amount, Randy, 100%. There is no dollar amount that could be provided for the happiness that I feel inside. There's just 100% agreement.
Finally, let's talk pain and recovery. How was the recovery process with dentures, and how did that differ from your experience with dental implants? Were there any notable differences in maybe physical or mental pain, comfort, or other related aspects, like maybe eating again?
I would say for me, like everything, when it came to the dentures, everything was pain. And so I started learning how to, you know, gum my food. And you really can't gum your food. So you're taking your tongue and smashing food on the top of your mouth. That's how you start eating. And it's like the weirdest, craziest thing. So you're limited. And like I was saying earlier, you know, I'm not the best at pain. So that was something that I had a true fear of. I didn't have a dental fear, but just in general pain. But after the first few days, you know, 4 or 5 days, everybody's a little different. But it seems as if anyone I've talked to or, you know, heard from or whatever, by the time you get to that 2 week mark, pain, you've already forgotten about it because you're so excited. Because it's gone and you've already forgotten about it because everything just starts feeling great, you know, and you question a lot of things because everything's new. Your tongue fits differently. You know, you've got to rearrange the way things you say things, but it's all just part of it. So by the time you get to that 4 month and you're, you know, moving on to solid foods, then you're all healed. And to back up a little bit, in that salt food part, you know, because we can eat salt foods in the first 4 months with, as long as we can cut it with a plastic fork, you're golden. I actually was able to eat more with my plastic fork than I had eaten in almost 10 years because I had something to chew with. It happens so, the healing, the eating, the all of those things that happened so much faster than I expected. That was probably, in addition to having them in general, probably the best surprise of everything was I was past my 4 months and I'm going, what, didn't I just do this last week? And I'm not one of those kind of people. I'll be, you know, things take forever for me. I'm always looking at my watch like, wait a minute. Oh, it's only been one more minute, you know. I don't have a whole lot of patience. I always say that's the army. And hurry up, let's go, let's go, let's go, you know. But, I mean, I turned around and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm done. And it's crazy because my kids, my sons, like I said, they're grown. They haven't even, no one has seen me in person yet. Not one single family member.
Oh my gosh.
I've sent pictures and I kind of tease them with it. Like I still won't even whatever. So I'm going to head back. I'm from Ohio originally. So I'm going to head back to Ohio for Christmas. And that's when they're going to finally, you know, whatever. Now, it's funny. I will say I've taken more selfies since April than I have since selfie was a word. And my oldest sister, you know, we're all big jokesters. And she said, "I am so tired of getting on social media and seeing your big old piano keys shining through my screen."
I love that. I
I
love
said,
it.
"Just stare at them all you want to. You're just
Oh
jealous."
That's right.
So yeah, so that's what she called, you know, like we're all jokesters with each other. So
That's so
she calls them my piano keys. And I'm like, "That's
beautiful,
right.
Arden.
That's why I went with the whitest of whites. I want people to put sunglasses on when I come in the
Randy, we have to see, you have to film the reactions, and I would love
Oh
for you to
yeah,
send
for
that. That would
sure,
be
for sure.
incredible to see. Leslie, what about you, with the, you know, recovery time or the pain that you dealt with from your bridges and partial denture to Nuvia's dental implants? How did that compare?
Well, I never recovered from this until it was gone. Because every time I took it out, every time I put it in, it hurt. It hurt clamping it down on the teeth. It hurt, the bar hurt going against the back of my gums on the teeth on the bottom.
Yes.
So this I never recovered from. The bridges, once I lost that, well, I never put any pressure on them, so they were good. So, but having the teeth, you go in the next day, you sit there, you open your mouth, okay, you get all nice and fixed, and you look in the mirror and you're like, yay! Oh, gosh, they look great! Oh, wow! Oh, wow! You got a bite? That's the best one I've ever had. It actually
I sat in the parking lot in my car when I got them installed in my car in the rear view mirror for at least 30 minutes, just looking at every angle there.
That's what you think
Like,
when
is this
you
real?
Wow.
And you know what? When I'm cold, Randy, and I could go,
Isn't it great?
I can chatter now.
Yeah.
I can chatter, and it's so cool.
The simple things in life that we get back.
Simple. And you know, for me, I didn't have any pain after the second day. And I used the pain medication for at night so that I would be able to be sure to have a good night's sleep. But I had more pain with my old root canals than I did with Nuvia. And being fixed the next day and not putting any pressure on that wound, on those wounds, I think is the reason why I didn't have any pain after the second day. Every now and then, it might be a little uncomfortable, but not painful. Sure, I swelled up, but by day four, I plateaued, started going down on day five. And like I said, on day 10, I was on an airplane on my very first adult girls trip. So I have to say, having these babies in 24 hours later fixed makes a huge difference because we're not putting pressure on those open wounds. So yeah, Nuvia, any day over that.
You don't have to take them in or
Exactly.
out. Like, that sounds like a whole task. And you said painful. Like, that's.
And not to mention the painful mental part. I don't ever have to see my husband look at me. Ever.
Yeah, that's awful.
My kids don't ever have to see me like that. Mentally, that's amazing because I know what I look like. I've seen what I look like. So the mental part of it is amazing because it's, we have them in, Randy, right? The next day, and it's like an
Yes.
instant flip of the switch in your head, isn't it?
Instantly. Instantly.
I love myself.
You're like, wait a minute, who am I? You know, right? Let me get a mirror again.
The mental part is amazing. The pocketbook part of it, it comes with everything. Okay. Yes. The pocketbook part, it comes with everything. Pain, people have different pain levels and whatnot. But the mental part of it, 1,000,000,000,000,000%.
So reflecting on your journeys, what advice would you give to somebody weighing their tooth replacement options?
Give Nivea a chance.
I would start by taking the 60-second quiz
in the description below.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.